what I'm talking about. Isn't it time for a beach and a cold beer and playoff baseball? That doesn't sound bad, does it? Watching playoff baseball on a beach. Hey, it's Lon Tay and Jeremy Warner. We are the Tay and Jay Show.
Sometimes it's like letting you talk to see where you go with these things.
I was picturing myself on the beach watching the Cardinals game with a beer. But you know why I'm not going to do that, Jeremy?
Hmm.
Because I'm going to be at the Illinois Northwestern game. It's homecoming in Champaign. And Lindsey Wilhite from the Daily Herald covers both Illinois and Northwestern. He's the jack of all trades when it comes to covering college basketball and football. And Lindsey joins us now. How are you, Lindsey?
I'm fabulous. Did I just hear you guys high-fiving there talking about the Cardinals and playoff baseball? Did I hear a little and you guys getting all fired up?
I am very fired up. And I think Jeremy's even enjoying the ride.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, my White Sox aren't doing much for me, Lindsey, but we're just a little, our front office is a little in shambles right now.
Yeah.
Oh, the front office will be fine. Kenny's got it all under control.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's definitely the man to lead this ship.
Lindsey, we're going to talk a lot of football with you. Real quick, though, I know you're a baseball fan. What did you think of that last night? I mean, that's got to be one of the best nights of baseball, if not the best, you've ever seen.
That might have been the best night. I mean, aside from one game, like when in 82, Bruce Sutter strikes out, what is it, Gorman Thomas. Series, 2005, when Juan Uribe throws out whoever that Astro was at first base to win the 2005 series. Other than that, I mean, that just bang, 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 boom, boom, boom. That was an awesome day. And I don't know if you guys have DirecTV, but I do. And those stations are all right next to each other. And I kept flipping up and down the dial and watching it. It was just fabulous.
That's exactly what I've got. And the same deal. We were laughing. I hardly even watched the Cardinals game because I was so in tune to every other game and didn't even really pay attention to the Yankees game. And then all of a sudden in the eighth, here are the Rays throw six. It's unbelievable. But, Lindsey, we had you on, of course, to talk some football. It's Illinois and Northwestern. And this is a question I know Jeremy's throwing out there. Is this really a rivalry?
Oh, I think without question this has grown to rivalry status. Especially, I think last year's game really turned the tide because if you think about it, two things. One, Northwestern had won, what, 6 out of 7 prior to last year. You throw in the Wrigley Field, the national attention, the ESPN game day, all that stuff. And now that Illinois won that game, that's kind of kicked it up a notch. And another thing, and I was talking with this with some Northwestern folks when I was at their practice yesterday. You know, the coaches and the coordinators specifically for each side. I mean, this is going to be a lot of fun to watch these guys punch and counterpunch each other tomorrow. I think this has the makings of a great game.
Yeah, and Paul Petrino said some interesting things, you know, talking about how, I haven't heard it publicly, but Pat Fitzgerald or the coaches saying that they recruit a different kind of kid, which I think if you look at it on the surface, they kind of do, you know, there's different standards and different athletes that they go after, but it seems like there's a kind of almost a war of words going on between this, and I think Pat Fitzgerald and the success of Northwestern has helped that out a lot.
I think so, and the other thing is, you know, Fitz has said they recruit a different kind of kid, not necessarily in those words per se, but he's not saying that just in regards to Illinois. He's saying that in regards to, you know, 110 other Division I-A schools out there. You know, they're different than Purdue. They're different than pretty much everybody except, I don't know, you want to say Stanford, right. Vanderbilt, right? I mean, that's more what he's referring to, is that they, you know, they can only recruit a certain percentage of kids, and he calls them the best and the brightest and that kind of thing, and I can see where that would rankle somebody else if you say you're at Illinois and Northwestern has the best and the brightest, so what, we're not the best and the brightest? Mm-hmm. It's taking one thing a little out of context and inflating it, which, to truth be told, you know, what is a rivalry except taking a little kernel of truth and ripping it all out of control and making it run wild?
Exactly. And anything to I guess rile up these kids. These coaches will take any nugget like that and turn it into bulletin board material. Lindsey Wilhite from the Daily Herald joining us right now. I'll talk Northwestern and Illinois. Dan Persa is going to be back. Illinois hasn't. I don't think they've actually played Dan Persa. What kind of impact do you expect him to have this game? Is he going to play the whole game, or do you expect him to get in there every once in a while?
I expect him to be out there for the first snap, the last snap, and most of the snaps in between. Like I said, I was at practice yesterday, and, you know, if I'd been watching, it was just as if I was watching a film from 2010 before he got hurt. He's the same guy. Kane Coulter is a fine quarterback. He's kind of almost like Nathan Shieldhouse sense, where he's equally adept in the run of the pass, maybe even a little more run-wise. But with Persa on the field, Northwestern has the ability to go vertical with the passing game, which they really didn't have in the first three games. So I think it's I think it makes it makes Northwestern that much better. I know Illinois fans love to rip into the fact that Northwestern fans think, oh, we didn't have Persa last year, and that makes a big difference. Well, it makes a big difference. If Persa's on the field, maybe they control the ball for 32 minutes instead of maybe Northwestern still gets a run down his throat, but at least Northwestern has more answers. So I think this this adds an extra little X factor to this year.
And an interesting dynamic about this game is Illinois, they've been playing some pass-heavy teams. We talk about Arizona State, Western Michigan, Arkansas State, and Northwestern likes to run the ball. Even with Persa, they seem like a running team. How do you think Illinois is going to hold up against that?
You know, I think they'll be all right. I'm really kind of curious to see what Vic comes out in on Saturday. Does he go with more 3-3-5 because it gives them more speed, although that's more a passing-oriented defense. I'm really curious to see whether he believes that Northwestern can or will run running against them. Obviously, they do love to run. They've been spread since 2000, but it's always, for the most part, it's almost always been a run-first thing, starting with Damian Anderson and all the way up to now.
Visiting with Lindsey Wilhite from the Daily Herald. He covers both Northwestern and Illinois. And we know last year, you just touched on it a little bit with Persa being out of that game at Wrigley Field, but we know last year that the Northwestern defense just, I don't know if they showed up or not. I think there were 11 people out there. I wasn't sure. Illinois, of course, just ran roughshod on them. Is this defense, is it back? Is it better? Is it the same? What do you expect out of that Saturday?
Well, to me, that, above all else, that's kind of the defining storyline for this one. You never hear teams claim that they were out physical. I mean, it just doesn't happen. But yet I was out there, and even their defensive coordinator said they beat our boop. And no one admits that. But I mean, that's what Illinois took it right to them and crushed them.
Lindsey,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that's my fault. We earlier, Jeremy Warner was gone one day, and Mike Carpenter, who fills in for us, this was before the season started. Mike and I met on a Tuesday, and we called it Dare to Dream Tuesday.
Yeah, they're ridiculous.
And we dared to dream, which meant we just threw all caution aside and said, what's as good as this thing could be this year for Illinois? And we had them at 11-1, losing only to Wisconsin at home. Do you believe, Lindsey, maybe not 11-1, but the way this record or the way the schedule sets up, how bad Indiana is, do you believe that Illinois can just go to some amazing heights this year?
Wow, that's a good question.
Dare to dream.
Dare to dream, yeah, that's right.
Okay, I'm going to dare to inject a little realism into the
thank
dream.
Thank you.
The defense is two notches better than I thought it could be at this point.
Right.
Whereas the offense is probably two notches not where I thought it would be at this point. I thought, frankly, Jason Ford would be much more of a bell cow kind of guy right now. Having said that, would I rather have the defense overachieving or the offense overachieving? I'd rather have a defense that you can count on. So I think that lends it a little more to the dare to dream shtick you got going here. Ohio State is still pretty good. I mean, do they suddenly pass better when they get some of those guys back here in a couple weeks? To me, that's kind of a big question. I don't know, because you have a better running back and a better offensive tackle. Can this new freshman throw better? I don't know. Maybe we can dare to dream and say 10 and 2. Maybe you can say 10 and 2.
There you go, Lindsey.
Oh, jeez. He's spreading this influence. I don't like it. But, Lindsey, one thing is Illinois with Mike Thomas, they're talking about more in the Chicago area, which some people don't know if that's worth their time, but, a lot of people think they need to get in that Chicago area. Northwestern's been doing it the last couple of years. Chicago's Big Ten team. Jim Phillips has done a good job. That Heisman campaign with Dan Persa, even though everyone should know that it really wasn't a Heisman campaign. It was just an awareness about Northwestern football. Is that working for them, and is that something that Illinois can piggyback off of?
I think it's definitely working for them. If you look at season tickets and you look at all the other metrics that athletic directors and athletic departments use, it's really amazing. You drive up and down I-294, the Tri-State Tollway, which kind of wraps around O'Hare, Rosemont, and all the way down for those who don't get up here all the time. You drive and you see three or four Northwestern billboards in the space of, I don't know, 3-4 miles. I mean, it's constant. They've ramped it up this year. You see a Northern Illinois University billboard. You see Iowa State. You see Elmhurst. You see nothing from Illinois. And I think Illinois has kind of taken this area for granted. And billboards are a necessity. I think a football game here once every, 4 years, I think that's a necessity. I think that's important to do. I think it's important to really bring in a strong opponent for the United Center game for basketball. Other than that, you know, I just think it's crucial.
And, Lindsay, I think this is going to be a sad one. Is this going to be your last Illinois game with us up in the press box?
It will be the last one till I, you know, it's just like when REM quit and Eagles quit and all that. I'm sure the comeback tour is coming back only in a matter of weeks.
Nice.
So, you know, get your, as soon as if anyone actually misses me and we get the marketing gauges the thing, we maybe make some ticket revenue off of it. Maybe I'll come back. But yeah, it's the last one officially as a Daily Herald sports writer.
Well, Lindsay, it's everyone that's listened to you over the years on our show. You know, you've been on our show a lot. A lot of people read your stuff on dailyherald.com. Moving on to Chicago Wolves. What went into that decision? Is it just staying closer to the family? I know you got the kids growing up now.
Yeah, I got three punk kids. They're 9, 6, and 3, and you know, I've been in this game, this racket since I was 21. So I've been in it for a little over half my life. You know, I've watched an awful lot of other parents' kids play and written about them. I'd like to see my kids a little more. It's a little more normal hours, except on the days when the Wolves play. Hmm. It's still sports. I still get to write. I'm still, I guess, technically a part of the media, though. On the other side is the PR, media relations coordinator. It's just time to find something new. We can call it a midlife crisis. We can call it just being lucky to find a new job. We can call it whatever you want, but I'm going to be sad to be leaving. I still love the Herald. I love writing. I love being around the people down there, being the people around here, you know, going. What's crazy, I even love the part where, you know, you travel to Iowa in the middle of January to see a Big Ten basketball game, and you're driving back home, and you get home at 3 in the morning. There's something kind of nice and quiet about being all alone on the highway and driving back and, you know, thinking about the game you saw and the next game you're going to see and stories and stuff. I'm going to miss the whole thing. And now that I'm thinking about it, maybe I'll come back. Let's call it a comeback.
He has talked himself into coming back.
I was going to say,
Thank you, Jeremy. I was out until you dragged me back.
Thank you. I'm glad I could bring you back in. It's just interesting because you and Lon are dealing with this midlife crisis a little differently. Lon gets back into the game. You get out of the game.
Well, maybe Lon's probably the smarter amongst the two of us.
Well, all I know is that if I ever need press passes now for the Chicago Wolves, I'm in.
Oh, come on up. Great for the family. Hey, it's the Vancouver Canucks' top prospects. Come see who's going to come try to haunt the Hawks' dreams over the next
exactly.
Wow. He's good at this already.
I know.
He's
really good at this already. How ironic that the Canucks spot is right there. That's great. Well, Lindsay Wilhide, it's always fun to have you come on with us, and we've always appreciated it. So thank you much, and I guess have some fun Saturday watching this homecoming game at Illinois.
Oh, thank you. Where's the thing? We're going to give you a $100 gift certificate to Lil Porgies that you'll never be able to use because you're never going to be in Champaign
again. Well, yeah, it's sitting here waiting for you at the station.
It expires tonight.
Thanks, don't think Lindsay. I can't eat $100 worth of porgies in one night. I'll be down there in 2 hours and 15 minutes.
I love it. Thanks, buddy.
See you, fellas.
All right, that is Lindsay Wilhide from the Daily Herald. He covers Northwestern and Illinois. Should be a fun game. Coming up Saturday.
We got Kyle Hudson, Baltimore Orioles outfielder, former line. I played a part in all this baseball madness. He'll be on in about 10 minutes.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.